Have you ever heard of a green-eyed monster? Anybody ever heard?
Well, there are such things. And Travis and I have been practicing about the green-eyed monster. So, now, some of you are in my age group or whatever, you might remember this song, but it goes along with the message this morning, Green-Eyed Monster. Are we ready, Maestro?
I think we practice the same song.
Okay. Well, I saw the thing a-coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shake it, and I said, ooh-wee, it looks like a purple eater, purple people eater to me. It was a one-eye, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eye, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eye, one-horn, flying purple people eater. Strange looks to me. One-eye? Well, he came down to earth, and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff, I wouldn't eat you because you're so tough. Well, it was a one-eye, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eye, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eye, one-horn, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. One horn? I said, Mr. Purple Eater, what's your line? He says it's eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason I came to land. I want to get a job in a rock and roll band. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed, undergrowth, flying purple people eater. We wear short shorts, flying purple people eater, sure looks strange to me. Well, then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. He started to rock, really rocking around. It was crazy, he did it, and a swinging tune, singing boo-bop-a-loo-la, boom, boom, boom. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toe, undergrown, flying purple people eater. I like short shorts, flying purple people eater, sure looks strange to me. Well, and then he went his way. And what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really a rocket of dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head, the flying purple people eater. Amen. Good job. That was done by a fellow by the name of Shed Woolley, and Ray Stevens also did a version of it. How many of us knew that song or heard it? Travis said he never heard it, and I told him, I said, well,
I've still never heard it.
No, I know. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, that's what I want to talk about this morning, though, the green-eyed monster. Not necessarily the purple one, but the green-eyed monster.